we present Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as usual, I'm going to ask each of them in turn if they can speak on some subject, phrase, or word that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card in front of me. And according to how well they do it, they will gain points, or their opponents will. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, a good subject to start with, what I came here to say. Would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Yes, I certainly will. I came here prepared to give a talk on South America because it's a big continent I thought would make a suitable subject for a discourse lasting about 60 seconds. Now, come with me to the land of the rumba, the tango, piranha fish, and the alligators or crocodiles. I'm not entirely sure what they're called, not to mention the...
And Andre Melle has challenged.
Hesitation.
I think
I agree.
Yes,
I was hesitation because yes. I said not to mention, and I wasn't going to mention it, but then I thought...
And so as you were fishing for your words amongst the alligators and the piranha fish, Andre buzzed, and Andre, you have a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 22 seconds left. What I came here to say, starting now.
What I came here to say is that licorice all sorts are not as big as they used to be. And nobody says so on the packet. I think it's absolutely unfair. Those pink ones...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Nobody says so on the packet. A packet is an inanimate object which would be totally incapable of speech.
Nobody has printed it on the packet. Therefore, Clement, you have a point for a correct challenge and 12 seconds to continue on what I came here to say, starting now.
I didn't really come here to say anything at all.
And Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Well, we don't come here to say anything at all. There's no point in saying it, then, is there? But it's deviating from the subject if he's not going to talk about what he's come here to say.
But I don't think it was deviating from the subject on the card. So, Clement, you have 10 seconds and another point, 9 seconds, I'm sorry, to continue, starting now.
But in spite of that, I will say something. You see, because there are 9 seconds left, and if I went on for that length of time...
The whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, so at the end of the first round, he has a commanding lead over everybody else. And we'll go on to the next subject, which Andre Melle will begin. And the subject is frolics. So would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Frolics seem to have gone out of fashion these days. Perhaps there isn't enough hay around, because that's where I believe it all took place. Hey, nonny, no, H-E-Y, and there was a lover and his lass, that kind of thing. I must confess, I've never really had a good frolic. A small romp in a bluebell wood at a very tender age was as near as I got. Now, Derek Nimmo, he's the sort of person I think of frolicking along. You wait till he gets the subject, he'll be over the hills and far
Derek
away.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
I like the subject.
You give me a difficult problem because
well, he's certainly over the hill.
She wasn't, Andre was not deviating from the subject on the card, even though you'd like to have it, and so she still keeps it, having got an extra point for an incorrect challenge. 30 seconds left, Andre, starting now.
With that host of daffodils and the dew under his feet, the clouds passing by in the sky, he'll have a lovely time.
Derek Nimmo's challenged again.
I'd have had my shoes on, said deviation. I never frolic without my shoes on.
In Andre's imagination and the way she's putting it over, she can put you in any situation that she likes. So, another wrong challenge, another point. There are 24 seconds on frolics, Andre, starting now.
And a bowler hat and a rolled umbrella. I can see him now. Oh, how lovely to be with him there. Up in the...
Peter Jones has challenged.
The repetition of lovely.
Yes, I think you said lovely much earlier on when you thought of Clement, Derek Nimmo. You automatically say lovely, I know, but there we are. Peter, you have a correct challenge, and you have a point, and you have 17 seconds on frolics starting now.
Well, believe it or not, the frolics is the name of a nightclub in Cyprus, often mispronounced by the troops there. I've actually been to it. Well, they're very careless, you know, in the way they refer to these places. Out of bounds most of the time. However, during the trouble...
At the end of that round, Peter Jones got a point for speaking when the whistle went, so he moved into third place ahead of Derek Nimmo. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject, making an apple turnover. 60 seconds, starting now.
Making an apple turnover. It sounds like one of those childhood jokes, doesn't it? Making an apple turnover. How do you do it? By making an ice cream, that kind of thing. But it isn't really. So what I... The most interesting way of making an apple turnover, and I can think of it, I saw a few years ago in southern Australia, near Adelaide, there's a particular kind of fruit fly, which is known as the yellow belly, which originally came from America and was brought in to combat cactus that were spreading throughout the country. Now, this particular insect goes inside the apples.
Andre Melle's challenge.
I think there were two particulars.
There were two particulars, yes. And 32 seconds on making an apple turnover, starting now.
You put it on the plate. You speak to it very nicely. Could you be so kind and obliging as perhaps to turn over? Because I think that there is a green fly on your lower side. Well, apples are not very often obliging and don't do as you ask. So you take a knife, you cut it up.
Derek Nimmo.
Ask twice.
Yes, she asked before and you asked again, and Derek got a point on the subject, and 14 seconds on making an apple turnover, starting now.
And he eats away the core of the fruit, and then eventually they turn over on the branch. Now, this was seen by a man called Charles Croyer, who is a Danish inventor, and it was this very method from the...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Very good try with only 4 seconds to go, Peter. Never heard anybody hesitate less.
Hesitated before he mentioned this Danish man, didn't he?
Well, I was going rather quicker than most, actually.
Very much quicker, yes, yes. And the Danish lady in the audience told us quite definitely you're wrong. And there are 4 seconds left with Derek now still having gained an extra point, making an apple turnover starting now.
And I rush into my kitchen, frolicking with my apples in my hand.
Andre
and
Melle,
put me some pies and pastry, wasn't it?
Challenge.
Who did that?
Andre
who did
Melle.
What?
He rushed into his what?
Kitchen.
His kitchen.
He rushed into his kitchen, actually, yes. His thing he often does.
Have you ever been in a kitchen?
My goodness, you have lived, especially Derek Nimmo's kitchen. It's, so what do you think?
I guess a deviation of an unknown place to rush into.
Well, you said you wanted a good frolic. If you come into my kitchen, you'd have one.
This is one of those impossible decisions about kitchens. Can't rush into a kitchen, so Andre Melle has a point, and she keeps sex the subject. There's 1.5 seconds left, making an apple turnover, starting now.
A good pound of cooking.
Andre Melle was then speaking when the whistle went, and so she gained an extra point. She's now increased her lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject is why I enjoy myself. You suddenly look very happy for a change. So will you talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
I suppose the main reason why I enjoy myself is because so very few other people do so. And by default, there's nothing else to do but enjoy myself. I go up to a mirror and I look. I shave carefully. I trim my beard. I pluck my moustache, smooth my eyelashes, and enjoy myself inordinately. Some years ago, I appeared in a film called True as a Turtle, directed by Wendy Toy, and I was able to go to the Odeon and enjoy myself inordinately.
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Repetition of inordinately.
Yes, you were inordinate before, and... You shouldn't enjoy yourself so much, obviously, Clement. You wouldn't get the challenge. There are 25 seconds now with you, Derek, on why I enjoy myself, starting now.
Well, why I enjoy myself, I rarely don't know. If I turn on television set and see myself on the screen, I see this great big oaf leaping about, and I look with distaste, and yet somehow, deep down, subconsciously, I do have a tiny flicker of enjoyment as I see myself frolicking. Yes, that is the word, and I can't repeat it, so you've got to catch it the first time. What are you doing?
Andre Melle, the challenge.
Yeah, it was a slip of the thumb.
No, never mind. Point for me.
All right, he's got a point for a wrong challenge, and there are 12 seconds on why I enjoy myself, Derek, starting now.
And I stand in front of the mirror and pluck my eyebrows and wish I could grow a beard and lose my hair.
Peter Jones' challenge.
He's repeating what Freud said. He's not allowed to do that.
Well, actually, there's nothing in the game to stop him doing it.
Well, it's going to get terribly boring if everybody does it.
terribly boring.
Well, then, I don't think he's allowed. He's not allowed to bore people in that excruciating way.
If you were listening more carefully, you would have realized actually the audience rather amused.
I mean, it was boring even when Freud said it. And when Nimmo repeats it, I mean, it's just unbearable.
All right, it's unbearable to you, but we have to bear it because it's part of the game and there are 2 seconds left on Why I Enjoy Myself, Derek, starting now.
I enjoy myself particularly when Peter Jones finds things unbearable.
Derek Nimmo was then speaking when the whistle went. He's got some more points in that round. And Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject is how I passed the driving test. Will you talk about that? 60 seconds, starting now.
Yes, it was a long time ago. I noticed the inspector looking up and down the street, and he told me that at some point in the drive, he would shout, stop, and I was supposed to slam...
Andre Melly has challenged.
It's an instructor, isn't it? Not an inspector.
Well, he might have had an inspector off the buses with him. I don't know. Anyway, that's how he referred
to... It's my driving test.
And it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Exactly.
What were you driving?
And he was also about to tell you how, so it might have been that he got the inspector, which was a very clever trick. Peter, I don't think you were deviating from the subject. You have another point and 46 seconds on how I passed the driving test, starting now.
Off we went, and we were going along a straight road, and I noticed him peering to left and right, front and back, and then he said, stop. Well, I was all ready for it, got my... put over the brake and my hand on the handbrake, and I slammed it on. It crashed his head into the windscreen and passed out. And I passed.
Peter.
Yes?
I'd save the rest in case you get back in because you were challenged before.
Oh,
you,
yes, of course.
Before you actually stopped.
Yes.
You were about to put your foot on the brake and you were challenged by Andre Melly.
Well, because he wasn't sure where he was putting his hand. And it was a big hesitation.
No, he
there.
Wasn't sure where he was putting his foot, actually.
All his foot.
Yes, but he did actually pause. And,
yes, I did,
your
yes.
Challenge is correct, Andre, and you have 33 seconds on how I passed the driving test, starting now.
Well, how I passed the driving test, I have to admit, was a kind of bribery. I mean, I was very good at driving, and I did get it the first time, but I wasn't frightfully clever at that three-point turn. At the time, I was in a smash hit, and you couldn't get any tickets for it. So when this instructor said, now, we better do this particular difficult party piece of the driving test, I said, oh, dear, I was thinking in the dressing room last night during this particular show that I wasn't looking forward to this moment, and he said, which show, etc.
So none of us will ever know how Andre Melly passed her driving test, or Peter Jones for that matter. But Andre was managed to keep going, spoke when the whistle went, gained an extra point, and has increased her lead at the end of the round. And Andre, we're back with you to start, and the subject is a bargain. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I think that the greatest bargain I know is me. I am a really marvellous wife, terribly kind, affectionate, and clean in my habits. And there I was sitting...
Peter Jones has challenged.
She's the BBC, and she's not allowed to advertise.
Considering the number of people who advertise themselves frequently on the BBC, including people in this programme, I don't see how she's deviating.
You don't? Oh, all right.
So she has another point in 47 seconds on a bargain, starting now.
There I was, sitting on the shelf. I hadn't been there very long, but I was over 30 and a bit shop-soiled and going cheap. And my husband picked me up, and he says every day of his life, what a wonderful bargain I was. So... the awful thing is that I'm no good at finding other bargains. I always get there when the price has gone up, if it's houses or knick-knacks, things in antique shops, junk shops.
Shops?
Shops.
Yes, she shopped around too much, didn't she? Clement, you have a point, and you have 22 seconds on a bargain, starting now.
The greatest bargain that I ever saw was a stuffed cockatoo in a shop in Portobello Road, which went for £1.14 in the days before decimalisation. I entered the establishment, asked for the proprietor, declared an interest, and requested that I might be allowed to examine the bird.
Thank you. Derek Nimmer, will you continue? The subject is showing affection. Would you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
Things are important to show affection to people, don't you, really? Life is so cruel, cold, and miserable sometimes. And if you can just stretch out with a friendly hand and a gentle kiss on an unknown cheek, it sometimes does give people a curious feeling of excitement and gratitude that you have stopped in life's lonely way to give them a tiny weeny peck. And I love to give affection to people, particularly people who've been shop-soiled and left on the shelf for many years.
Peter Jones has challenged you.
Repetition of people.
Yes, there was more.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, a big crowd of them. You see, I was kissing away like mad.
And there are 35 seconds on showing affection now with you, Peter Jones, starting now.
I'm surprised Derek Nimmer hasn't got into trouble, particularly if he ever travels on the Underground Railway, stretching out this hand and kissing the unknown face. However, he hasn't, and I would like to be the first to congratulate him. Now, I do think it would be nice to trot among the...
Hesitation before he got trotting amongst all
those. Well, he was trotting. You could see it in his face. There are 17 seconds left. No, 18 on showing affection, Derek, starting now.
One should always show affection to the lame dogs, the halt, the sick, the diseased, the mentally... People like Nicholas Parsons. They're the sort of people in life that one should stretch out...
Andre Melly has...
We had two more peoples there.
Yes, we did, yes. Lame and the sick and everything. 7 seconds now for showing affection, Andre, starting now.
Dogs, now, they really do show affection, unlike cats, which I'm not particularly fond of because I need love.
Well, Andre returning after some absence is doing remarkably well. She's got some more points and increased her lead. Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud are trailing in second, third... and fourth place, Peter Jones. Clement, will you begin the next round? The subject is an awful situation. That is the subject. Will you talk about an awful situation? 60 seconds, just a minute, starting now. There you go, most challenged.
I don't say anything, there must be hesitation. That there was an awful situation.
But it was an awful situation, wasn't it?
It is.
So, he's given up. There are 58 seconds. On an awful situation with you, Derek, starting now.
A situation filled with awe. One gets back, of course, to St. Luke immediately and thinks of that, the city of David, Bethlehem, the shepherds in their fields, watching their flocks.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation. Because he said, all the shepherds.
Oh, yes.
I think it was going to be the pheppins in their shields was really what was happening.
Oh, you don't like Critchens. Yes. I have to be very careful these days.
With his Critchens. No, I think he was giving an impression of keeping going, even if the words...
Giving
were
an
not...
impression of keeping going?
Yes, yeah, some of the words were not particularly clear, but I understood what he meant. I wouldn't have thought he hesitated. I would have given him the benefit of the doubt on this occasion. He's got it against him on the Critchens, which seemed perfectly fair, and tell him that he has 48
You mean
seconds.
that entitles him to mispronounce... on this occasion because he had a point rightly awarded against him in the previous round. Is that what you are saying?
No, I have not said that. It's up to you to see what happens if he does it again, and if you get a challenge, you know, you might get a different decision.
Yes.
One notices that.
48 seconds, Derek, on an awful situation starting
a
now.
A particularly awful situation would be taking your driving test and to do a three-point turn, then discover that it was 300% more than nothing. And that would be most complicated and very embarrassing, and I would find that particularly awful, as I say. Another time is to be caught with your trousers out. Has it ever happened to you? Look at the audience now. There are many of them. There they are. Ladies as well. What?
Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Ladies being caught with their trousers down.
Well, some women wear slacks. Deviation. Some women wear slacks and they call them trousers. 30 seconds still with you, Derek. An awful situation starting now.
I was flying over Saigon a year and a half ago. My plane was just coming in to land, and there on one's tail, one saw a wasp.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of one.
Yes, and you have
a
point.
Oh, you don't. One, you can always.
Oh, yes.
But it was very, very definite one, and there are 20 seconds with you.
Eyes, me's now. We're having some new rules, are we?
Yes.
Eyes, me's, hands, ones.
Can't wait to get...
I've been very fair to you just for a bit. I've given you the benefit of the doubt. Don't quibble now. You had a very definite positive one there, and Clement picked it up, and there are 20 seconds now on an awful situation with you, Clement, starting now.
When I came into the house, I noticed that there was a lot of noise, which shouldn't have been, because it was totally deserted. Burglars had come in by the kitchen door and were rifling the refrigerator and helping themselves to a lot of frozen peas from the deep freezer. Oh ho, I shouted.
I'm surprised that you weren't challenged for repetition on the ho-ho.
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 Ho-ho. Oh, as well as the fact that I dear, a burglar's eating frozen peas. You can't even chew them.
Well, he keeps all his valuables in his fridge.
Well, the peas are going up in price.
Yes. Exactly. Clem and Freud, you've got a point then for speaking when the whistle went, but you're still in third place. Andre, will you begin the next round? The subject is going to the local. Will you talk on that now for just a minute, starting now?
We live in the middle of cornflakes and...
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Well, hesitation, a general sort of pack-up, really, wasn't there?
Surprise, what was it you actually said?
I said we live in the middle of cornflakes instead of cornfields. That's right.
I'd have kept going. Some people do live in the middle of cornflakes and they're... it was a nice thought anyway, but Derry got in for the hesitation. Yes. 56 seconds, Derry, going to the local starting now.
Wherever I go to my local, I spread rice kishpies in front of me. I do find it terribly nice. It does help the drink to go down. I live near the old Bull and Bush.
Derek, you've been challenged by Andre Melly long
by
before
the kishpies that should have been in his kitchen.
It's the same. Like, look, one moment it's... Critchin, you don't like Critchin. I try to help you by saying kisbies instead of crispies. You don't like that either.
No, I didn't.
Yes, but the R in the crispies came about 20 minutes too late.
And the Andre has a correct challenge, and there are 53 seconds on going to the local. Andre, starting now.
The Wheat Sheaf, it's called. A lovely pub at the end of a long farm track, and thank goodness for it, because friends come down for the weekend, and I've never got the lunch ready. Go to the local, I say. Off they do go and are missing for a very long time.
Derek Nimmer challenged.
I thought it was an you know, but it wasn't. So it was just So it was, I didn't say hesitation, but it wasn't, I don't think.
Well, I would have thought it was hesitation.
You did? Oh, all right, I just hesitated.
There we are. You have the subject and 39 seconds on going to the local starting now.
There is no justice in this world. I love going to the local when I can order my pint of ginger pop. Now, that's something that's going out of fashion, isn't it? And you know there's an awful lot to be in it, because if you... is an R in the mouth.
I'm very, very challenged.
Talking about.
I've no idea. You have a point.
Deviation, if he isn't R.
22 seconds, starting now.
Then they come back, much the worse for wear, and don't notice what a disgusting meal they're having, which is marvellous. But I never seem to get there. I have been in the middle of the week with the children, and then I have to sit out in the freezing cold.
Clem and Freud has challenged.
Deviation. You what? Can't take children into a pub, but she was going to qualify it, and
sit in the freezing cold.
Yes.
Anybody who's prepared to bribe the inspectors taking you on a driving test is surely able to get a kid into a pub for a drink.
There are 15 seconds for you, Andre, to continue on going to the local, starting now.
We all sit outside with Coca-Cola, and I have half a pint and absolutely miserable. Why can't we be like France and the continent for children to enjoy?
Clem and Freud.
It's a repetition of children.
Yes, I'm afraid.
They've already
was,
waited
yes.
outside the pub.
Yes. They're all waiting outside, but Clem and Freud. And there are 4 seconds left, Clement, and the subject is going to the local, and you start now.
I tend to go very quickly, putting my left foot in front of my right.
Ah, I just had a message that we have no more time, so I'm afraid that is the end of the contest, and I will read you the final score. And a very close contest it was. Peter Jones wasn't quite so close, I'm afraid. He was trailing a little in fourth place, but Clement Freud was in third place, only 1 point behind Derek Nimmo. Derek Nimmo was in second place, only 1 point behind this week's winner, returning to triumph it again, Andre Melly. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.